Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is our 23rd anniversary today for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I can't believe it. We are literally 23 years old today, and we have a celebration planned, despite the fact that I don't necessarily feel like celebrating too much, considering all the craziness going on in the world right now. But we'll make the best of it, and we'll have fun regardless. We are practicing social distancing, even more so than normal today, because I'm here in the studio by myself, and everybody else is connected via the web. Even CJ and Bubble Boy aren't in the studio today. We have them connected via the web today, so we are practicing social distancing, but we do have everybody connected, and that includes CJ. CJ, come in. Talk to me, my friend. Where are you?
Can you hear me? Hello.
I hear you, and I can see you on Facebook Live, too, so that's kind of nice.
Hey, so, happy anniversary of sucking on air.
Yes, 23 years, and we're still sucking on air, or nitrox, maybe every now and then, too. But so anyway, we got CJ with us. We have, we got Bubble Boy. He is connected via the web, too, trying to figure out how the hell to connect.
Hello,
this
Greg.
Thing. Yeah, there he is. I hear him. Bubble Boy, how are you? So it's
going to
be, you know, a little disjointed today because everybody is connected via the web. But you can see everyone connected on Facebook Live on the stream today, and you'll be able to get a good look at them. That includes the big orange ball of Casey the tobacco nut, because he has a tendency to lean in, and the lighting just makes you look orange there, Casey.
Well, I am smoking a Scuba Radio sucking on air cigar today.
Okay. All right. So he is, it's the cigar that is painting him that color. Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well. He's a little on.
What's going on?
He still hasn't figured out the lighting stuff on his video feed, but that's fine. We don't really want to see him. We just want to hear him. You heard that? You heard that?
Look at this beautiful face. Do you want to share it with the world?
You're not talking about yourself, are you? Are you talking about Kristen, Mermaid Kristen? Because I see she's connected.
Well, she's over on the other side.
Hey, there she is. Yeah, you're right. We don't really need to have your screen lit up on Facebook Live. But if you want to go to Facebook Live, you can see Jerry. You can see Barry the Bugger, the Lobster Bugger, Captain Walt DeMartini. And even, believe it or not, since it's our special anniversary show, for at least the time being, we have Bill, the producer.
Woohoo!
He was there at the very beginning.
That was frightening. Actually, I wasn't there at the very, very beginning.
Well,
Simon was.
Hey, Bill. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good to be seen.
Yeah. So, you know, Bill, the producer, still exists, but he's moved on to other things, but he decided to hang with us. At least for a little while. You going to hang for the whole show or just here to...
At least it was a little bit here at the beginning.
Okay. Understood. He has, you know, way more important things to do now. Like, you know, sitting in solitary confinement in his home like everybody else.
He's got skeletons coming out of his closet too, Greg.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue. Yeah, you can see he has skeletons behind him that came out of his closet and that are watching over his shoulder on the Facebook Live feed.
Well, Greg, that's what happens when you're also known as Bill the Seducer.
Oh, that's true.
Hello.
Hey now.
And with then, a mug like that.
Okay. All right.
Who
there
knew,
is
who knew,
that.
Who knew?
There is that. But yeah, you know, it's been pretty crazy. But it is hard to believe. You know, when I say it out loud, I don't even believe that we've been on the air doing this for 23 years. But when you tell other people, they're kind of like, huh? You've been doing what?
Exactly.
Yeah. So go figure. Barry, what say you? Do you remember?
First of all, it's been 19 years to this month that I met you. And I can't believe that your wife for the past 23 years hasn't figured out that this is not really a job.
Okay. Thank you for your support.
You're welcome.
You are never allowed on with us ever again. That's why we're bringing on fresh blood like Mermaid Kristen. Yeah, she's, you know, you'll see her, and she's relatively new to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. But we're trying to upgrade things as the years progress. Are you okay with that, Kristen? Or are you kind of like, what the hell did I get myself into?
No, I'm definitely okay with it. Like I was saying to you earlier in the week, this is actually my 1 year anniversary with Scuba Radio.
That's right. She made her mermaid debut with Scuba Radio a year ago at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. We had a great time. And
River Redneck didn't learn nothing from that?
The River Redneck? Who is the River Redneck?
That's Kristen.
You're calling her a redneck? No, she's an axe-wielding mermaid.
You need to talk to her a little bit more. She'll even agree with you that she's a river redneck.
Okay. Well, I'll let her, call herself whatever she wants to call herself. Are you okay with that, Kristen? Do you like that idea or what?
Yeah, I'm all right with it. There's no arguing with Jerry.
Yeah, well, true. It won't get you
I can't help. I'm always right.
Right.
We've all learned that.
Yeah. If we agreed with you, we'd all be wrong, Jerry. So anyway.
Keep drinking, Jerry. Keep drinking.
Right. Well, we pretty much do that every week. We're not diving. You know, everybody's kind of hunkered down right now. So you might as well enjoy the time to talk about it or take the time to talk about it. Expand your skills. We're going to dive into that a little bit more this week on the show. I got to give a little shout out to our buddy Chris Finley, a Scuba Radio super fan. He ought to be on here too, actually. And he might be.
I'll try to work that out.
He's probably on Facebook Live as we speak. I bet Chris is on there. He's usually in there. But if you just go right below the video on Facebook, you'll see this picture that he produced featuring yours truly as the Lobster King, a little play on the Tiger King thing. And I was blown away by it. I thought it was awesome. And of course, my family go, you really want to be known like that? I'm like, hey, I have no reputation to protect or anything like that.
Greg, Chris is on Facebook Live. And just personally, I think it was an improvement.
Well, thank you. I'll take that. You need to back off your mic just a little bit there, CJ.
I'll turn it down a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. He's in a little crunch. He's in his home studio. He actually sounds really good, but it's a little louder than everybody else, but it's all good. He did this. I am the Lobster King, and he kind of superposed me on that guy. What's his name? Joe Exotic. Has everybody seen that show on Netflix? I know Kristen has, because she texted me. CJ hadn't seen this this Tiger King show.
It's worth seeing.
It is hilarious, I will say.
It is so funny.
It is very funny. We do need something like that for the dive industry. So, I mean, maybe if we just start following the lives of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, we would have just as big a hit on Netflix. Because, no one else, you don't have anything else to do. So you might as well watch a bunch of diving misfits in their lives and things like that. One, wields axes. And another
misfits. Diving misfits.
Yeah, so Casey, rolls cigars and smokes them, and then you got Captain Malty Martini, and he has the tiki bar out there at the Gomez Hilton. I mean, I'm telling you, each one of you would have your own reality show, easy. People have been listening for the last 23 years, not because of me, but because of all the stories of our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and all the people that we've come across over the years. Bill, what say you?
Well, I was just wondering if Walt had actually seen the show, because I believe that Walt's experiences have probably already been pitched to someone for a TV show.
It would definitely be TV MA rated. I can guarantee you that. Just from some of the videos that we've seen coming through closed captioned, on Scuba Radio before in the past. Walt, is this true? Have you seen the Tiger King thing on Netflix or no? What do you think?
I haven't, Greg.
Oh, okay. All right. Boy, something happened with your mic. Just mute it there, Walt. We'll get it right.
A little windy on the patio.
Yeah, that's right. It might be a little breezy there at the Tiki Hut there at the Gomez Hill today. CJ, did I see you saying you wanted to check in on something or what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, there's that.
That's short pretty much memory. Shot to hell.
Yeah, that's pretty and much so how we roll here.
That's
for
what
sure.
When you're when you're living in this little box and you finally get around to getting called, you forgot what you were going to say.
Okay, thanks for that, Barry. That was a nice contribution. Anyway, 23 years and nothing ever changes. God bless us. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is our 23rd year anniversary today. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, whatever you want to call it. Who would have thunk it that we'd last this long? I'll tell you, not me. Not even close. But we are happy to be here. And navigating the latest, diving news and information, and just, trying to get through this mess. We're going to make the best of it, do what we always do, have fun, talk a little diving, and, celebrate the joy of diving and that kind of thing. Now, one of the guys who helped us out in the very beginnings with us right now, that would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, is connected via the web. Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Just marveling at this high-tech thing you got me on here.
Yes, it is a little different. You can actually see Neil for one of the first times ever on our Facebook Live video feed today. And, he's probably the only one we don't have to apologize for. So
I don't know. It's a pretty motley crew.
They're to make you look good, and that's pretty easy when you're the dive god. But Neil, you've been a friend for many, many years, and after dealing with so much stuff in the dive industry, what we're dealing with now, I think you would agree with me. We've never seen anything like this coronavirus and what it means to diving, or not just diving, but just everybody, whether you want to dive or not. But business wise, it's crazy right now, isn't it? What do you think?
The only thing that would come close. I was a baby and don't remember it, but that'd be the Second World War. I mean, the rest of my 79 years, we've had crises and disasters, but absolutely nothing like this. I mean, that the world stops. I mean, this is freaky for sure. But hey, we're resilient and strong, and thank God the economy was strong when this whole thing started. So that's probably going to pull us through.
Yes. Well, there you go. I mean, diving's not going away by any stretch of the imagination, that's for sure. And all you can do is kind of, keep your head in the game, I guess, right now by just hanging with us on Scuba Radio for a couple hours every week. At least we'll get to talk about diving. And then once this thing clears up, maybe we'll have a few ideas on where to go. And, obviously alerting to everybody what places open up first and that kind of stuff. And there are some creative things that the industry members are doing. There's a new... we're going to talk to Dr. Doug Ebersol in hour two today because RAID, which is one of the dive agency certification agencies, announced this week that they're going to do like free classes online. Like you can do all your book work for absolutely free or something like that. Did you hear about this too, Neil?
I didn't, but it sounds very cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So we'll get more details on that in hour two. But, creative ideas like that. Are good ways to kind of keep your head in the game. Might as well take advantage of the downtime, pun intended, and increase your skills or skill set.
I've got some sharks over in Bimini that are wondering, dude, where's my food?
Where'd everybody go?
It's like, man, we had a sweet deal going here. Where are you guys? We're gonna have to go out and hunt for food now. This sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think as far as the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, I think everybody, just raise your hand. Who wants to go dive with the Hammerheads in Bimini right now? Every one of them are raising their hand.
Well, Greg, that's one of the first places we need to hit when everything clears.
Exactly.
I was supposed to be there this weekend.
This was the weekend. That's
God,
right.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, the cruise was this weekend, and I should have been diving with Neil this weekend.
Yeah, here goes the sob story.
Well, what are you guys? Where's you guys aren't sympathetic to Casey, the tobacco nut situation at all?
No,
because he was rubbing it in about how he was going to be out diving while we were going to be here.
I'm supposed to be diving with the Hammerhead, smoking cigars with Neil and his son, relaxing on a boat. That's where I'm supposed to be now.
Hold that thought.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen still. There you go. So,
but it ain't going to be no Hammerheads.
There'll be Caribbean reef sharks, and there'll be bull sharks, and maybe a tiger shark or two. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, if the dive god says it, Casey, it will be so.
Oh, I have faith in Neil. If he says it, it's done.
Yeah. Well, so you got sympathy from at least one person. The only person that really matters. Everybody else, what you think of their opinions. Pretty much we've clarified that.
Yeah, but this is my team. I mean, I've been with you from before. Our producer buddy was with us all three.
Yeah. Well, no, Bill hasn't been with us for a long time, but he joined us for the anniversary show today to check in on what he's been missing, and he's just like, oh, now I remember.
Not much.
Why
he
I
was
quit.
There in the beginning.
We talked about diving.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I remember those days. It's like MTV when they used to play music videos, right? Yeah, I gotcha. Well, it's a social sport, and we have a tendency to tap into that and go there and stuff. But Neil, I mean, what are you doing in the meantime? You obviously the Hammerheads in Bimini,
you know, there's not much going on right now. So is there any diving going on at all or what?
No. I mean, not just Bimini, the entire Bahamas from 5 o'clock last night till Monday morning is shut down. Yeah. I mean, shut down to the point, if you go out to walk your dog, you get arrested. A couple of Bahamians went out to go fishing yesterday, and the defense force took them back. So, we're under strict quarantine, and it is shut down.
Yeah, so
which is just heartbreaking. I mean, the seas are like about 2 inches high, and the water's clear and warm.
Right.
Heartbreaker. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's weird. That's what they do in some of the islands like that. They really lock it down. Whereas that, you know, in South Florida, where Barry is, well, and for Neil, for that matter, I mean, we're getting reports. There's a lot of boaters out on the water, just little private boats and small operators or something like that. You know, and I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if that continues. But I have a feeling some people are going to start cracking down on that as well. Barry?
Even when I was down there, I mean, I just left Florida on Thursday, and when I was down there, I made sure that I just went and like checked out the beach. There were still a lot of people down out on the beaches there, even though the beaches were technically closed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're keeping their social distance of 6 feet, but they're still out and about. And, you know, now we have this mask thing, which, you know, that's a whole nother thing, but I don't know. You gotta be smart about it. You gotta protect yourself, protect everybody else. And we got a few ideas how the dive industry is getting creative in that line of thinking as well. And we'll dive into that next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. 23 years and still sucking on air.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 23 years and still sucking on air. We are celebrating our anniversary this week. And actually, the official anniversary date is April Fool's Day. No fooling. And, you know, we're not in a great, you know, celebratory mood necessarily. But hey, look, we're making the best of it, doing our show as usual with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, keeping our social distancing today, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live if you want to check out the video feed there. Now, we just talked to the dive god. We've made the rounds with the squad. I think I have my buddy, Mark Young. Mark, are you with me? Talk to me, bud. Are you with me?
Hey, Greg, I'm here.
There he is, Mark Young from Dive Training Magazine, also behind the Scuba Show with us on Scuba Radio right now. And first off, Mark, thank you for all your support over the years. We wouldn't have made it a couple of years if it weren't for the support we got from Dive Training Magazine in the beginning. And just he has been a sounding board for me over the years for business reasons and just become a great friend. So I want to thank you first and foremost there, Mark, okay?
Well, first off, congratulations, 23 years. Isn't that hard to believe?
It is not believable at all. So many people think I'm yanking their chain when we say this, but it's a God's honest truth. So go figure, you know, but look, you know, I don't want to kind of talk about me. I want to talk about you because you've had to make some very difficult decisions this week, and you've been nice enough to come on and kind of share your thoughts about what you're dealing with on several issues and how it's going to affect the dive industry. So first off, let's talk about this coronavirus. I just got it 30 seconds, but tell everybody how it's affecting you personally.
Oh, well, I came down with it. Me and my daughter.
Yeah.
We had a funeral to attend in New Jersey. This is going back a little ways, and we both picked it up somewhere along the way.
Yeah. He's got it. Mark Young, he's a dive industry icon, has got the coronavirus, and he's coming on the air to talk about that and how it's affecting, you know, him personally and Dive Training Magazine, the Scuba Show, and the industry. It's a lot to handle, but we're going to dive into it next. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Wash your hands.
Oh, hell
no. Grab some soap.
Oh, hell no.
Rub your hands.
All right, that's enough of that nonsense. Mark, I apologize, but we're just trying to do a public service and annoy the hell out of the world right now with that little song. That's just what we've done for the last 23 years. Why stop now, right? That's just what we do. Mark Young from Dive Training Magazine is our guest right now. And as you just heard, Mark just shared the fact that you actually got the virus. You and your daughter picked up the coronavirus. And let's get it out there right away. First off, you're both fine. You're doing well. You're on the road to recovery. It's not hitting you super hard physically, is it, or what? Tell me. What do you think?
You know, if you look at the statistics, 95% or 96% of the cases are what they call mild.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4% are severe. And the mild case, it's like having a, I don't know what it's like having.
Yeah.
It just wasn't much. So no, we're both fine.
Good.
And that's the good news that, mm-hmm. Most of the cases are mild. You know, you feel certainly terrible for the people that have a severe case. And as you hear, that's basically the older people with some underlying condition. But I even heard that 25% of all the cases, people probably don't even have any symptoms.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
which is one of the problems with this, because people have no clue they even have it,
mm-hmm.
but they can still spread it, I guess.
Right, so, right. So yeah, and we're dealing with that old issue, you know, maybe you should wear a mask right now when you go out in public, because you might spread it even if you don't realize it, because you may not know that you actually have it. But in your case, you think you picked it up at an event or a funeral or something up there in the Northeast and came home. I mean, when it came to your personal situation in that regard, did you have a suspicion that, I think I picked this up, or was this kind of a shocker? What do you think?
No, I was pretty sure I did, because I had the cough and I had the fever, and then I felt like a truck ran me over for a couple of days, and I knew. And I even think I knew exactly where I got it.
Yeah.
I was on an airplane in the left against the window, and there was a couple sitting next to me. She caught the entire trip.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. And it was a dry cough, and I'm thinking, oh, boy, she's got it now. I'm getting so.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's what happened.
Well, I got to say.
But like I said, it was mild, and it was mild, and yeah, so that was good.
Well, and you're doing okay, which is that's the most important thing.
You're great.
No, but I'm not going to lie. You know, I said a couple weeks ago on the show that I found this out. I tell you, when you told me that this had happened to you, it threw me. And I'm sure I'm not the only friend of yours who's a little, you know, kind of blown away by this. And you're just like, God knows you're dealing with enough things already, you know, business-wise, to have this on top of it. I mean, you know, it really kind of puts things in perspective. Like, if you start complaining about your personal situation, trust me, there's always someone who has a tougher time. And,
you better believe it.
Yeah. And you know, yeah. Mark's getting through it, and that's a good thing. And, but it does, it throws you a little bit when it hits that close to home. And I got to tell you, it did kind of, you know, knock me over a little bit when you told me what had happened. And I was like, oh gosh, I mean, this is just, you're so nice. Well, you're so good to everybody, you know? Yeah.
No. It's, I hate to say this, and people are going to get mad at me when I do. It's a nothing deal it's a nothing deal to me.
Right.
It just wasn't anything.
Yeah.
What I feel bad for are, as I look around the dive industry, and I guess that's what you want to talk about, and you look at the dive stores,
mm-hmm.
in the country, there are 1,230 dive stores in the U.S. We define the dive store as a retail storefront. They have a compressor on site. They do full line equipment sales and full training programs. That's the definition. Because right. There are a lot of businesses out there that say might say they're stores, but they're working in their at the pool in their backyard or they're not full time gigs. But so right. Full time retail businesses are about 1,230 of them in the U.S. And I'm not sure any of them are doing very well right now.
Yeah.
In fact, I know because I've done a survey for our trade publication, Dive Center Business. I don't know if I sent you that survey, Greg.
Yes, I did. I saw that. Yeah.
But yeah, so the poor retailers, just like retailers in every industry right now, are really having a hard time.
Oh, of course. I mean,
and of course the retailers in the dive industry are critical to the whole industry because they create diving's customers for the manufacturers, for the travel resorts. So when they're not creating customers, then the whole industry goes up the line.
Right. So. Well, you know, Dive Training Magazine is an excellent magazine. But like I said, Dive Center Business is specifically designed for those retail operators across the country looking for a few tips on how to, navigate, a dive shop and how to make it profitable, keep it profitable, keep everybody happy and that kind of thing. So Mark and his gang are extremely plugged in to that lifeblood of the dive industry and have they do all kinds of great research and assistance. And you guys have been hurt too, because obviously advertising is tough for a dive magazine right now, just like it is for Scuba Radio. I ain't going to lie. We're having a tough time business side of things here, even being around that we've been on for 23 years, but we're probably better off than most. I mean, it's just a tough market, not just for the dive industry, but for any company right now trying to survive this current business climate. Would you agree?
Oh, no question. And actually, yeah. It's kind of funny. Funny if you want to call it funny. We got in dive training, we've got advertising cancellations that came in like machine gun fire.
Yeah, it's tough.
One after the next. And these are all of our friends. And what's happening is, and actually, I had an issue of Dive Center Business ready to go to press. And I looked at the advertising in there. There's a lot of advertising. I said, these people can't do what they're advertising anymore. They're all shut down.
Right.
So, I pulled the plug on the whole publication because what's the sense?
Yeah.
And that's the funny part. If you want to call it funny, it's not funny.
Yeah.
That's the strange part of this thing, that even if people wanted to advertise, they have nothing to advertise.
Well, true. Yeah.
Nobody's really doing business.
Yeah.
So anyway, we suspended our three publications because they do California Diving News, because none of the charter boats in California are running. Everything's just kind of on pause right now.
Yeah,
and actually, I heard something very interesting. You look at a dive store that can't pay his rent. The people he can't pay the rent to can't pay their mortgage on the buildings,
right?
And then the banks aren't getting the money from the mortgages. And you say, wait a minute, where does this go? Because the whole country or the whole world is in this situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the most interesting observation. Somebody said, can't we just hit a pause button for 2 weeks? Nobody conducts business with anybody. We just all sit there for 2 weeks, pause. And then nobody's getting hurt because nobody's doing anything. I mean, they're getting hurt. But if you can't have a retailer paying his rent, and the guy can't pay the bank and the bank's suffering, if everything just stops for 2 weeks, the pause button, if there was a way to do that, that'd be terrific.
Well, if there was, but
yeah. I think they're actually working on that in the government right now.
Yeah, well, it could be. I don't know if that's the answer or not. It's tough. Any way you look at it, no, none of us know what the answer is with all this mess. But we don't want anybody to go out of business and suffer in that regard, and because everybody is just trying to figure out what to do and figuring out a way to survive at this point. So, looking past this is one element. Like you said, maybe a pause will be in place and everybody can navigate it accordingly and we'll get over the hump. But in the meantime, all you can do is reach out to your friends in the industry. If there's a way to support them, do it. You know, just send them out good wishes at the bare minimum. But I'm just, you know, I'm a little conflicted, you know, Mark, because you guys have been so great to us at Scuba Radio. I know you're doing having a tough time, but I love your attitude. And like you said, you kind of laugh about it, but I know we're all crying on the inside. Let's be honest. You know, just have to get through it the best we can, I guess, on a personal note. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to share your story and just say thank you and just know that anything we can do, we're here for you. Okay, my friend?
Well, you know, you're talking to a lot of divers right now on your program. These people are sitting in there. I heard a funny thing the other day. Somebody said, hey, Easter's coming. I have to decide where to spend it. Do I spend it in my living room or in my bedroom?
Yeah, well, your living room. Bedroom ain't much going on there, probably, for most people.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Yeah, it only took 23 years. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's our 23rd year anniversary here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, but from Dive Training Magazine and Dive Center Business, Mark Young is with me right now, who has been dealing with having the coronavirus. And luckily, and thank God, he's doing okay. But he's with us on FaceTime right now. And Mark, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you've had to postpone publishing the magazines this month, but do we have any updates on the Scuba Show, which was scheduled to be at the end of May, or are we still waiting to find out how things are going to work out? What do you think? Don't know yet.
It's funny you say that because no. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Okay. Yeah, it's still scheduled, but things are happening.
Yeah.
the city of Long Beach closed down all events until 1st of May. Our show is the very end of May.
Right.
So I'm kind of waiting for the shoe to drop because things aren't improving out there. And then today I got two cancellations from people that had bought advance tickets to the show.
Yeah.
And they said they were canceling the show because they heard from the hotel, the Hyatt. You know the Hyatt. It's the hotel for the convention center.
Right, right. The Hyatt Regency.
They heard from the Hyatt that they canceled their reservations because they're not going to open up till June 1st.
Okay.
I have 600 rooms guaranteed at that hotel for the show. And these people are hearing it, and I haven't heard it.
Yeah, go figure.
apparently the hotel now is going to shut down through the 1st of June, which will effectively put the show out of business.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a tough situation.
I'm assuming that the next call I get is going to be from the convention center saying they extended the curfew.
Right.
I've been expecting it. I understand. So then we have a decision to make in, do we go into a later month or do we just skip this year?
Right.
And I'm prepared for both. I'm working up plans to notify exhibitors if that happens and figure out a way to make it right.
So, okay. All right. Anyway. Well, we will share that information as soon as it's out there, of course, but yeah, I mean, that won't be a surprise, unfortunately. It's tough. Yeah, it's tough just how to navigate this. And like I said, I don't know what the solution is. Do you feel, other than, you know, all this craziness going on, we just got to figure out a way to ride it out, and that's pretty much all you can do? Or what do you think?
Oh, no question. Yeah. You know, if you want to look at good parts of this.
Yeah.
The all the businesses that are in trouble, we talked about dive stores a few minutes ago. Well, they're not alone. Everybody is. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of forgiveness and there's going to be a lot of understanding. When I say forgiveness, I mean forgiveness of, hey, you're late with your payments.
Right.
And understanding that why they're late with the payments, and that's going to be universal. So that's not going to put people out of business per se.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to have a chance, I think, to reset because everybody's in the same boat. So what do you do? So I think that's going to be good. I do think this is going to be wind up being a little seasonal.
Yeah.
And then in a couple of months, we are going to be through it. And I also think that divers are going to want to get the heck out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Again.
Yeah. So I mean, our group our group right now, they're just jonesing to get out on the water. And you know, we were talking about it a lot last week, especially that, you know, I'm a little conflicted because, you know, if you have a friend that has a boat, you could technically go out and dive in South Florida. But does that kind of set a bad example because you're not really, you know, putting yourself under lockdown like they're asking us to do? So, you know, everybody has to make that own decision for themselves in that regard and stuff. But to look past it and know that, you know, diving is not going away, that's for sure. And in the meantime, all you can do is be there for your friends. Maybe give them a little bit more rope. Everybody's wound up like a friggin', top right now. I mean, I've dealt with some people, you know, advertisers and things that are having an extremely difficult time. And all you can do is be as, like you said, understanding and forgiving. And if someone yells at you or gets upset, I mean, just give them a pass, give them a lot of rope. Because we're all like under a ton of pressure. I mean, especially when you got rents and you know, can't pay your employees and everything else. So I guess that'd be my only thing to share is like if you're dealing with people on that level, try to be as forgiving as possible. Are you with me on that, Mark? Well, I know you are. I just know you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then of course, the government has come out with some terrific programs that any dive business could certainly take advantage of, and it's almost free money because they're forgiving. They're going to make you a loan and forgive it and keep you in business really for the next 2.5 months.
Right.
When it comes to your employees and your rents and stuff. So they do have some good programs they're working on. Mm-hmm. So,
some of that money could be used for new dive gear if you're so inclined and have the luxury to spend it that way. I mean, it'll support, somebody. You know, so yeah, take that money if you don't have to spend it on rent to survive and stuff like that. You know, put it in the dive industry. and it all come back to us, I guess. We could do that too, right, Mark?
Yeah. Okay. And then you know about the, just on an individual standpoint, the individuals that, now, are you there?
I'm there. We're wrapping up this hour, but wait, real quick, what?
Okay. Oh, I was going to say the folks that are listening that they're laid off of their jobs, you feel bad for them too. The government now has, you can get your unemployment an extra $600 a week.
That's right.
For the next 13 weeks. So there's a lot of stuff out there to help people.
Yeah, there's some great programs they're putting out there. You just got to be informed and do your due diligence and make sure it's working for you. And put it to work for you. Mark Young, Dive Training Magazine. Stay well, my friend. Hour 2 is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.